I want dads to essentially step up.
Yep.
And I see a lot of dads when I go to the park on the weekend. You see these guys with the dad bod and the and the shitty jeans and the New Balance sneakers. I'm like, I want to shake the shit out of them.
Yeah.
And say, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why have you? Can I swear on this?
Oh yeah. Totally. I mean, look at you talking.
That's the first time somebody asked us. Yeah. Can we say that? That's when you know you made it. When somebody goes, "Can I do this on your podcast?" Yeah. I love that part of a podcast. Thank you for that. Okay, here we go. It is week 97 of Dad So Hard. I am Vinny Dunleavy.
Danny McCartney.
And you are our listeners.
Yes. The Dad So Hard listeners.
Thank you for hitting play and downloading this episode. We are really excited. So we are two dads who have kids, wives, families, jobs, direct deposits.
Yep.
And like
work hard, play hard, dad hard.
We share our lives.
That's our tagline?
That's our tagline. We don't really use it many places, but it is our tagline.
Maybe on social media.
It's our unused tagline. It's our way it's our elevator pitch for describing what this is.
Yes.
That is what it really, really is. But we are uber excited, and I don't mean Uber because I took one this morning to the train, but more the feeling of Uber.
Yes.
Uber is now taking, I guess, when you can't say uber excited because then people think.
Uber means super.
Super. I'm super duper excited because we are joined. There's a different energy in the Dad So Hard studios this morning.
There's another dad in here.
There is another dad. And that doesn't mean Daniel got his girlfriend pregnant.
That is how we will
he could be,
announce it.
Yeah. This is how it's going to. Guess what? They're not married, but she's pregnant. But we actually have another dad.
He's sweating profusely right now.
He's like, what happened? But what's really crazy about the dad who has entered our studio is that not only has he made, I guess, not quadrupled the dad factor in the room, but he has increased the dad factor. He has increased the
by four
child factor.
Yeah.
Me and Danny both have two kids. This gentleman has four.
Yeah.
So him
and his wife are outnumbered.
Yeah.
They have a small army against them.
And not only does he have four kids, I would argue in the world of Danny and I, he has some of the best hair.
Oh,
of any father you have seen.
The flow is incredible.
The flow is amazing. So
I can't tell you.
Without further ado, I'm going to introduce our buddy, co-worker, friend, and hair inspiration, Mr. John Kelmis.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Very happy to be here.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. I'm a dad. I'm a dad.
Welcome to the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Thank you for commuting in early. We need to get that out of the way.
I think I asked to be on this, so...
I didn't even know. So this is the irony of it. Yeah. I did not know that you had asked Danny. I had seen you and said, John, and you had mentioned something on the podcast. I said, listen, I know you have four kids. That is the kind of story we need to tell. And then I ran into somebody else in the hallway. Like, John's a super fan. I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah. He's like, oh, him and Danny know each other. I was like, I don't know if they know each other. And then I found out you were stalking us.
Yeah, I was.
And we're like, I need to get on this podcast. What do I do?
Yep. And then here I am.
Yeah.
Yes, everything worked out.
How much money do we make on this?
On this episode?
No. Oh. Is he paying? How much is he paying?
I'm broke.
Us?
Oh, I'm broke. He's not paying. This is all unsolicited.
Yeah.
Or, you better have a big social media following.
I don't. Really. I just dropped Facebook, you know, completely.
So. I
don't hate that move.
Yeah.
Well, me and Danny were talking about doing interviews, and I said, we got to find dads who are like, I want to hear from like people who have like big jobs and big family lives, but I don't want them to talk about their jobs. I just want them to talk about their family lives. And ideally they have a giant social media following to then promote us so we can get more fans.
One of the two.
So you have a big family.
I do.
So that works.
I'm a proficient father, four kids in and out. I'm a first ballot Hall of Fame dad, you know, got a lot of experience. I can help you.
What about this podcast? Let's get the fame and admiration out of it early.
Yeah.
What about us?
Well, look,
importantly, me.
Yeah, you. I mean, it's all about you. I know both of you guys from I know Danny from the Comcast days. I know you now from our current days. Mm-hmm. Look, I think being a dad is something to celebrate. You know, I think not that it's, you know, out there all the time, but you see like that
it's not.
Like Modern Family and like the Homer Simpson thing, and there's like a little bit of this thing of like, oh dad, you know, dumb dad, you know, and like, not that I ever want to be like, you know, claim to be a victim or any of us are. It's like, whatever, you know, that's out there, fine. It's funny. But like, I'm here as a dad, as I want to show dads should be, you know, revered in a sense. Same way moms are, right?
Yep.
We all do. Totally. We all are different parts of our life that we take care of our kids and what have you. But like, I want dads to essentially step up.
Yep.
And I see a lot of dads when I go to the park on the weekend. You see these guys with the dad bod and the and the shitty jeans and the New Balance sneakers. I'm like, I want to shake the shit out of them.
Yeah.
And say, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why, why have you? Can I swear on this?
Oh yeah. Totally. I mean, oh, my, look at you talking.
That's the first time somebody asked us. Yeah. Can we say that? That's when you know you made it. When somebody goes, "Can I do this on your podcast?" I love that part of a podcast. Thank you for that.
But like, I'm looking at them and I just was like, "You've already given up."
Yeah,
on
he's given up.
Already given up.
Yeah.
It's pathetic.
And I think that's a big part of it too. Like one, not giving up.
I may have given up.
No, Vinny gave
up. My fashion sense I've reignited.
But not even sense. It's just like you're saying, just not even like.
There's a lot.
Some dads just go through the motions.
We are leaning in, as Sheryl Sandberg wants women to lean into work. We want men to lean into being a dad.
Being a good dad.
You
want
to be a dad. Correct.
Yeah,
for sure.
Work-life balance is just as hard.
Not just a sperm donor.
Yeah. Look, I mean, it could be, it's a wide range of things you got to improve upon, right? I'm on the train from Connecticut every day. I walk past these dads that are playing like Bibble Bobble or Candy Crush, whatever. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Like, why are you playing Candy Crush? You know? Like, what is wrong with
you? What's Bibble Bobble?
I don't know.
I thought it was a new game.
I do at times play Panda Pop.
No, you can't do that. You can give it terrible. Up. You gotta stop it.
My daughter introduced me to it.
Yeah, you gotta stop that.
It's only because when I'm done with the New York Post and I have no cell service in the tunnel, I need to do something. And when I want to brain fart. But it's not helping my dad life.
No, look, man, it's not helping your life.
It's not my life.
Look, we're gonna get you.
You gotta get me off Panda Pop.
We're gonna get you optimal dad.
By the end of this episode, I may delete Panda Pop from my phone.
Good, good. We're gonna get you off Panda Pop. We're gonna get you tight shirt. You're gonna walk around with a tight ass shirt on.
This is already the tightest shirt I've ever worn.
Keep going.
I just switched to super slim fit Charles Twit.
John just switched over to Baby Gap.
Yeah, I'm in Baby Gap. I'm wearing a 31 waist right now. How unbelievable is that?
That's insane.
With four kids, I don't know how you don't eat. Do you not have time to eat?
I eat.
What do you eat?
They're leftovers.
Just for anybody who doesn't know what John looks like, you are probably 6'1".
Yep.
Wait, do I weigh more than you? If you're
what do you think?
Waist,
what do you think?
I must. You must be like 140 pounds.
No, I'm more than that, but it's getting down
do you
there.
Eat? Like, do you
yeah,
eat?
Yeah, man. Dude, yesterday I ate.
What did you eat yesterday?
I'll show you a picture Sunday. Of it after this. Yesterday we went to a hamburger place. I special ordered a bacon double cheeseburger with two 10-ounce patties, American cheddar, and it was enormous.
Jesus.
But I don't eat buns, man. I don't eat carbs.
Oh,
and
cut
I
out the
sugar.
Carbs.
I'm that guy.
He's keto.
No, I'm on a Python diet.
The hell's
so
that?
I eat like a quarter of a fucking cow.
Okay.
In like an hour, and then I don't eat until the next day.
So you one meal,
it's like intermittent
meal
fasting.
Fasting.
It's a fasting, but that's a one meal a day. I'm down to two meals a day. I do a lunch and dinner.
That's fine. That's good.
But I snack.
I don't snack.
But so I just eat bacon and eggs and
no, the key is you're eating one meal a day.
No, but I eat a lot, man. I'm trying to stuff my face.
You can't eat. Yeah, it's still one meal
now,
a day.
Now, is that because the kids take up so much of the time?
No, it's because I don't want to give up.
All right,
man.
All
I'm
right.
I'm sick of seeing.
I like that.
I don't want to be like the fat dude,
I like
the
that.
Fat dad wearing like, you know, just cargo shorts and tube right. talk socks. Yeah. Like, I'm not doing that. Like,
it's an interesting point because. And this is probably more in mom's world. Men don't I don't think as men get older, we pressure other dads and married guys to still look good. But in the world of our wives, it is like a part of wife
That's
culture
true.
That you need to stay hot. And you see the reality shows, like the housewives talk about it. Oh, you got to be good to your husband. You got to look good. But we don't ever, I don't think you have a lot of guys sitting around the bar going, dude, man.
It's funny you say that.
I gotta get all jacked for my wife, otherwise she's gonna leave me.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I think the women and my wife hang around don't have that conversation much about like, well, we really need to look, you know?
Yeah.
Because not that they don't, but it's very more kind of focused on like what they care about with each other. They're like, oh God, like honestly, a lot of this way too is that I've tried to improve myself. Because my wife is, in a good sense, like talk shit to me.
Yeah.
Like I had a Dumb and Dumber haircut for decades.
You did.
Yeah. And she was like, "You look like a fucking moron."
Yeah.
"You look like Lloyd Christmas." And
I remember
kept
the haircut.
Pushing it off, yeah. And I was like, "You're wrong.
Yeah, this is in.
Yeah, this is the best I got." And she finally pressured me into, and so like, and then. Then, like I, you know, like any
did
dad.
Did she push you into the fashion, or did you? Where did you? Well, get the
same
from?
Kind
did
of thing. Same kind of thing. Making fun of me. Those jeans look ridiculous.
Yeah.
You look like a dad.
Yeah.
Or
you're like, I don't want to look like a dad anymore.
Yeah. So she, like, you know, constantly everything from anything from like, you know, like as you get older as a dad, you get a little bit of like stomach. Whatever
oh yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
She'd be like, "Oh, are you pregnant?
Are you pregnant?" She's rough.
Yeah but
your wife's an old school man.
But it's good because it.
My,
like,
yeah, my wife does the same thing. Mary Jane will like squeeze my like love handles. She'll be like, "Oh, that's so cute," and I'm like, "So I got to get rid of that." And she's like, "No, I like it." I'm like, "I don't think you do, but even if you do, I don't care." Like, I'm not having you squeeze my excess fat.
But it works. So for like the next couple minutes, I'd be like, "Yeah, that's fucking bullshit. I'm fine." And then like,
oh, then you're running
God
stairs.
Damn it. Go like doing push-ups and sit-ups. You know,
I'm gonna be going home and giving my wife a to-do list. I lost weight a couple months ago and was like fishing for compliments. I'm like, "Don't I look good? I lost weight." She's like, "I don't care."
I constantly.
She's
do
like,
that.
"She's like, get out of my face." Yeah. Well, I think there's more of also like if they're trying to lose weight, you can't come in being like, "I look so good," because I think it gets competitive.
And well, I'm not you want that.
It's obnoxious, for sure.
But they don't necessarily want to hear.
No, they don't.
They don't want to hear it, right?
They don't want to hear it.
But now
but
they're
going to
hear it.
That's why you do it.
But that's correct.
They don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you pay for it.
Yep.
But it's a never-ending cycle. You don't kind of learn your lesson.
100%.
But it's fun, you know?
Yeah.
You got to keep things fresh.
So how do you, with having four kids.
Well, so real quick.
Real quick. What?
Oldest to youngest.
Oh,
ages.
What are the ages? Ages.
Oh, I got a so daughter
and sex.
Daughter just turned 13 yesterday, so I got a 13-year-old.
Oh, so you're from what I hear in the thick of it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. So for her birthday present, she got Instagram. So okay. I was like, "Here, daughter, here's a free app."
Yeah, yeah. I love that.
That was it.
I like waiting till 13.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to wait till she's like 18.
Wait, what?
I mean, that's how I feel.
But
as
can
well.
We talk about the cost of the birthday present?
Yeah,
did you wrap
free.
That?
No.
Like, how did you? Like, what was?
Yeah, but you know what? To her, that's huge.
To her,
because all her friends have probably been on it for maybe like 2 years.
How did you know she wasn't on it already?
Oh, because we know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. We have this thing that blocks all their websites and all the apps they can download.
Good.
It's this circle by Disney. It's like this little box thing, but. To show you like
it sounds like a diaphragm.
Yeah.
It saves you from getting pregnant and apps from your children.
But to show you how advanced they are, my 11-year-old. So I got a 13-year-old girl, I got an 11-year-old girl.
Okay.
The 11-year-old, who's like a hacker, figured out how to turn off the computer Wi-Fi.
Come on.
And to connect to my daughter's hotspot on her phone to bypass the whole system to be able to play the games that were blocking her for. I'm like,
That's insane.
It took me like 2 weeks. It was like, how
yeah,
getting in here.
Yeah,
and then figure it out.
I think you support that though. That's
holy
coding.
Shit.
That's dumb. That's a future.
Yeah, that. Yeah,
she's a cute girl
lean
and she's a hacker.
That.
I mean, she's
a
hacker.
Yeah,
for life.
But holy shit!
Yeah. So I got those two, and I got a 5-year-old girl, and then by the grace of God, a 3-year-old boy came along.
Okay, so what was the 6-year gap? It took me a little while to do that math.
Well, the 6-year gap was we were done after two.
Okay,
and And I
that's
was,
how I feel I right
was
now.
Extremely fertile, and we had two more kids.
Okay, so not planned.
Not planned. The third kid, my wife called me, and she called me up. And I was in a bodega getting food on the way, and she's like, "Fuck, fuck, 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 fuck." And I was like, "What's wrong?" She's like, "Fucking pregnant." No. Right. And the fourth one, I was coming back from a funeral. And she was like sick. She, you know, was throwing up.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Just get a pregnancy test." It's like, "I'm not pregnant. There's no way." And then I came back and she checked when I got back because I had the pregnancy test. And I was like exhausted because I was in another state. I lied down to go to bed and she just came in and just threw the pregnancy test like at my face. No. And she's like, "Nice fucking work, asshole."
So what was your reaction for the third and the fourth?
Well, the third
because I'm assuming in your mind you were done as well.
Well, you know, I like kids.
Okay.
So I was okay with it. With the fourth came, like, we didn't find out what the sex was for the first three. For the fourth one, I was like, "Please, for the love of God, I have three girls." Like,
yeah.
Just
you need
to
have
me,
a boy. You need a boy.
Just tell me what I'm dealing with here.
Yeah.
And so she actually, for my birthday, surprised me with, like, a little Russell Wilson shirt.
Nice.
And, like, a little picture of the sonogram and said it's a boy.
Nice.
So question, though, when you after you had the second,
and you guys weren't preparing for a third, did you do anything to avoid having a third? No, you never had that conversation.
No.
You mean like wear a condom?
Or get snipped? No, I'm saying like, did they actively discuss not wanting more kids?
And no, then go, look, like, okay, realistically,
otherwise you're still playing high risk.
Well, here's the thing: I was supposed to, right? But like anything, I put it off. Like any guy, like you know, it's no one day.
It's like I swear, I got a vasectomy.
No, but like,
honey, I did it.
I'm deathly afraid of that. You know.
Okay.
That,
yeah, I mean that's a.
That's not.
Yeah.
Not
I
got
to imagine that's tough to go into.
Not so I would put it off. Like it would rain.
I don't think it hurts. I don't. Everybody.
Oh,
I don't
it does. Yes, matter. It does.
It's fucking It's invasive surgery.
It fucking hurts, man.
Those are pussies.
They're cutting into your balls. I think.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Let's not think they are. Imagine like just tugging at stuff for a while.
Oh no.
Okay. Yeah. No. So I was supposed to get snipped. Before 3 and 4, and I didn't, and then 3 and 4.
And then
came.
She forgot about it too. She didn't remind you.
Well, I mean, how many times can you tell someone to do the same thing?
Right. It's like every Friday. It's like, so did you get snipped this week?
So
unconsciously she was okay having a third.
She had no choice.
Yes. I mean, I mean, we have.
Yeah. So she's fine.
We didn't get rid of her.
Yeah.
She's still around. Yeah. And then so is the fourth. But yeah, that's kind of how it went all down. So now I got 4 kids.
You have a 10-year gap between the first and the last.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Whoa. That's diapers in high school at one time. Yeah. Too much for me.
But can you get the 13-year-old? Can you get the 13-year-old to kind of take care of the 3-year-old?
No. The 13-year-old, they all have their things. The 13-year-old is just constantly talking shit.
Yeah, okay.
And she doesn't want to be a mom. You don't want to make your 13-year-old a mother. No. And the next thing you know,
she's
in high
school
having
a baby. You want her to be a babysitter.
A babysitter, but not a mother. Think
about
that.
Want her to know how annoying kids are sometimes.
Or she loves it so much. Or she loves it and then gets in high school.
They all sleep in the same room, so they're very aware of it.
All of them?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Love that.
By choice? Like, is there a second bedroom that they don't like to be in?
I kind of want to hope that, like, you have your own room, your wife has her own room, and, like, you're just making the kids all in one room. Like, you have all these excess rooms.
There's no like, vasectomy.
There's a new room. There's a gym room. It's like, no, guys, sorry. You got to have one room. We don't have space.
I wish there was another option, but there isn't.
Daddy can't remember to have a vasectomy, so we have to sleep in different rooms now.
But no, the 13-year-old would help better, but she just talks shit, so she pisses everyone off, her kids off. She's the one. A couple weeks ago, I was looking for my son's a little iPad thing, and I said to her, and I was like, "Hey, Sarah, where's Jack's iPad?" And she looks at me, she's like, "I don't know." Right? And then I walked up the stairs, and she goes, "Oh, wait, I do know. It's up my ass." And like half of me was like.
I'm really proud of her
because she totally set me up.
Yeah.
And like
that was a long con.
Yeah. My whole life has been around my friends who talk shit
like
all
that
all the time.
Yeah.
And I bought it.
Yeah.
And so half of me was proud. The other half, I looked at her with like this look like, who the fuck?
Who do you think you are?
Who are you?
And
you
it's know? Like that weird fine because I know I mean I already am there with my kids in 3 and 1. Like where one, you're proud because like you want to be hanging out with your kids. You want your kids to be like the cool kid. You want them to be funny. So when they do stuff like that, you're like, yeah, man, that's awesome.
That's a good one.
But then at the same time, you're like, oh, I guess I got to be a parent here. I guess I got to be a dad here and discipline you.
Yeah, but it's hard because it was good.
Because like same thing, like my kids are starting to like really repeat me. And I mean, I curse a lot. I'm not often the best example. And so like this weekend... we're watching my mother-in-law's dog, which is like a little teacup Yorkshire Terrier. He's very annoying, Buster. So he's barking, he shit on the floor. I was like, Buster, you're fucking annoying. And then afterwards, my 3-year-old Brady, he goes, Buster, fucking annoying.
But it's how funny is that?
I just cover my mouth and I'm holding in laughter. And Mary Jane goes, what did he say? Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. That's not that he didn't say anything.
You did a clear declaration. That kid is in school.
He goes, Buster, fucking annoying. Like, he even did the pause.
But I think in those...
And then my 1-year-old is saying, oh, shit, all the time. Because I don't even plan it. And it's just all the time I go, ah, shit. So now he just walks around the house going, ah, shit, ah, shit, ah, shit.
You do curse a lot. This is
I curse a lot.
That's some viewer feedback we've gotten.
Listener feedback.
But I do think what you have to lean into is the listening skills of your children. Well, in your case, it's repeating. In John's case, she's been stalking him for 5 years and listening to how he talks to his friends.
Yeah.
And it's like, I got you, guy. You think you can't get this on me? And now she's like laying them like bombs.
And kids are way smarter than we realize.
That's the first bomb, and she probably has a catalog.
Yeah.
Like a giant ammunition counter that she's been prepping. And now she's like, you got me my Instagram?
Good. I'm proud.
She's going to start like throwing whoopee cushions under you.
Yeah.
Now, do you know about this? I learned this over the weekend that for Instagram, or not over the weekend, on Thursday, somebody told me, they have kids now have Finstagrams.
What's that?
Which is
fake Instagrams. Instagram. Yeah.
So I had a buddy whose 13-year-old daughter, they went shopping, and she came home, and she had like a booty top and booty shorts.
Jesus.
And he was like, you cannot wear this, and just like berated her. And then about a month later, and he thought things subsided. A month later, it was like a friend's kid accidentally like was doing something on the phone. It was like, oh yeah, she looks really good. There's this picture. And it was a picture of her, his daughter, on her Finstagram in like a bikini looking all Kardashian. Oh, and he's like, how do I address it? Because one, she took a good photo and she looks good. And you want to help her self-esteem. She's 13, 14. But on the same token, he was like, you don't dress like this and you don't know who's watching you. So is there an app to protect from the Finstagram?
Well, you got to find out, because now that you've given her Instagram, you got to make sure that she doesn't get the Finstagram going.
I mean, this one specifically, I trust. I mean, she talks shit, and but she's not.
She's
like
trustworthy.
That.
Yeah.
That's. I mean, they're also.
She did
different.
Just tell you an iPad was up her ass. She did. And you trust her.
I do. It shows you where I'm at.
I would rethink that.
Yeah. No, she's good for that stuff. But that's fucking frightening. That's when you move to like North Dakota and like get a farm. And
like,
say,
how do you?
There you go. This is what you get for your Finstagram account.
And now
the cow.
With like four kids. So, I mean, I guess part of my question is this is a layered question I'm about to ask, I think. So you have the one going in high school almost, right? Like getting into high school, like
it's 2 years.
Adult type stuff.
Yeah.
You got to parent that. But then at the same time, you have to give equal attention to all four. Like, how the hell do you do that?
You have diapers for your 3-year-old, right?
He's out of it now.
Just out.
I feel like I barely have enough.
No, it's hard.
Like, me to give full attention to two.
It's hard.
Let alone three, four, at each a very different stage of being a kid.
The two young ones are just so demanding.
Yeah.
The 5-year-old eats every 8 minutes.
Yeah.
You know? And then the 3-year-old just constantly hitting me and my wife. Any sort of slight to him, he gets full on.
He's the baby.
Bite you and hit you.
Well, and you had 3 girls, and I have an older girl, but the boy energy is completely
different. I'm lucky with that.
The boy energy is more physical. When they're younger, the boys are more physical. The girls are emotionally exhausted.
I got to tell you, with the 3 girls, I remember constantly those kids would go down and they'd start drawing and coloring and stuff.
Yeah.
And when they get mad, they'd cry a little bit, but that was it. This motherfucker,
he goes on a tear.
He started out by slamming his head into the ground like nonstop. I'm like, dude, you are gonna have CTE.
Yeah. Yeah.
And without playing football.
Yeah.
Like, stop doing that. And then now, like I said, he just goes and hits you.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere.
They're nuts.
I don't know how to stop it.
It's like a hurricane.
Yeah.
I get punched.
Yeah, punched.
I get beat.
The other day, we were at a restaurant, and I said something wrong to him, apparently. And he fucking slapped the shit out of me in front of like 20 people. And the looks on everyone's face was like, sorry, man.
Yeah.
That was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
We should start a Dad So Hard support group for being victimized by your children.
That, yeah.
By your toddlers. Yeah. The victims of toddlers.
Mental abuse and physical abuse.
But how do you divide up what I challenge sometimes with the older one feeling like, oh, you displaced me with a younger one and there's no attention there.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you are all six of you together, do you and your wife just conquer and divide? Or like when one's acting up, do the other three sit there and go like,
because you know at least one in their mind, like human nature is thinking like, daddy loves so-and-so more. Daddy loves me the least. Mm-hmm. Or daddy loves me the most. How do you not
love one more than the others?
Well not even that, because you definitely have a favorite.
It goes, yeah.
You do. But like, how do you not let the kids realize?
You know, it's weird.
You know?
I figured,
or do you even not think about it?
I figured that would be a problem.
Let him answer, Danny.
Sorry.
Let him answer.
I don't know if
this is my first interview. I don't know.
I don't know if it is a problem. I thought it would be a problem. I try to make sure that I don't do that.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, like the older kids now, they want to be alone. You know?
Yeah. Like, I guess that's a good point.
And I mean, I do stuff with them, but they're not like, God, I can't believe you're hanging out with the 5-year-old. Yeah. Know? So it works itself out. I think I guess the thing to try to be careful of is that when, especially when you have four.
What? Because I keep trying to interrupt.
I'm laughing, staring at Danny, just saying, yeah, John, yeah, and like wanting to keep like answering his own questions.
It's okay.
He is the guest. Can we let him into the That's living room? But, let him into his living room. Let him enjoy his drink. Let him have a cocktail.
Yeah.
And stop showing up with two more drinks.
This is why I did a podcast, because I just want to not stop talking.
The thing I'm more concerned about with four is if one starts to lose their shit, the potential for that to fucking make the whole thing explode.
Like an
atom bomb, you know? So you got to like quarantine the one that's fucking losing their mind away from the other three, especially when you have a shit talker. My 13-year-old talks shit. So she sees that and takes pleasure in it, and then she'll start going to the other places.
Yeah,
and
it's just trying to antagonize.
Yeah.
And do the younger ones now follow suit with her? Because that's what I find the three are all the
start.
My son, who's four now, I keep telling him he's three, he's four. And whatever my daughter does at 7, he now does. So I had to take him to a waffle, and he doesn't like when things are heavily toasted and there's like little black crumbs. He's like, I don't want this black on it, which is what my daughter does. Yeah. So then I have to go and pick off. And we met my friend for lunch in the city on Saturday, and she was like, you know, he gets this from her.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's like, are you going to do it? I'm like, I'm just as an asshole as he is. I'm like, yeah. He doesn't want his black crumbs on the corner of the Belgian waffle, so I'm gonna dig in with my nails and rip
each piece it all off.
Yeah. I did the same thing.
He was polite and said thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean, sometimes you just have to bow down to them and do whatever they want.
We do it all the time, which is a problem. Which is a problem.
Which I do too, and it's a problem. My wife doesn't, and I do that, so that's part of our, you know.
Oh, does she do it at different times, or
she's just more like kind of consistent, and like if someone doesn't like black things on her their toast or whatever,
she's like, deal with it.
Gotcha.
So this is our issue. Mary Jane gives in. I don't necessarily get mad at her, but I'm like, Mary Jane, you got to stop giving in. Like, they're gonna run the household. I talk a big game and then I give in.
I was gonna say, you're telling your wife she gives in. There's no way you do.
Yeah.
Not
so, but that's like, I think that's almost worse. So I'm like, can't give in. Like, we're not giving in to you. And I'll start by not giving in and then I'll give in, which makes it worse because it lets the kids know that if they can outlast me by 100%. Screaming, daddy will give in.
Yeah, you can't. That's the thing that I learned and I'm still learning it, but the giving in is the killer.
But do you think like sometimes, because
it's either give in right away or just never give in.
Yes. But a question for you with four, because we have another couple. We saw Saturday and they have four. And part of me thinks that like because of necessity of having four, it requires you, like when you had your third, I would think that made you have to be stricter on the rules, because if not, you're going to live in chaos. Like with two, I feel like with two, we're lazy because there's two of us, there's two of them, and you can conquer and divide. When you get three, I would imagine, if you want to survive life, you have to be more disciplined. So it's almost like when people have twins, they don't know any different, but there's more rules. Like, do you think because you have four, you're just naturally
I think it's more human instinct.
Was that a fart?
Oh, no, I just made a noise in my mouth. Oh.
I think it's...
I don't know why I did that. Just like,
I think it's more... like human nature more than that. Like, for instance, look at work, right? If you keep giving in to a client on every little demand, every request, even if you can't do it, you figure out a way to do it, it's going to keep coming, right? It's the same with kids. If you keep okaying everything that they want, they're going to keep asking.
Yeah.
So you got to like shut it off at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's like their basic instinct too. It's like that's the first thing they realize, that they run the show basically.
Basic instinct. Was that the...
Basic Instinct was a movie.
Was that the one with not Michelle Pfeiffer?
Sharon Stone
with the legs.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday morning. I was like, oh, good.
It's Monday morning.
Good memory. Monday morning.
How many kids? You guys both have
two. Yeah.
Two. Okay. Dos Equis.
You're officially done.
I'm official. I can't have any more kids.
We're not.
I take hormones.
I take hormones, so
I can't have any more kids.
We're not officially.
I found out over the weekend. Apparently.
Well, we don't.
We had a couple over yesterday at our house, and they were like, "Oh, you guys have any more kids?" And I was like, oh no, we're done. I have two. I can't have any more. And then I said, I had to make a decision about like whether or not we were going to save the sperm. And I didn't want it. It was too expensive. So I didn't want to do it. And we were cool with it because two was fine. And then my wife goes, yeah, it was sort of like a unilateral decision. He just did it without asking me. And I was like, oh my God, like for the past like 4 years, are you resenting me because you actually wanted another kid and I didn't?
Does she want more?
I think this is her. This was a very passive aggressive way of saying
to let you know.
I would have potentially wanted a third kid.
I don't know that it was passive aggressive.
No. Well, it took her 4 years to tell me, which is not a surprise. But But in technically, according to the doctors, I'm like 99% infertile.
There's still a chance.
So my view of it is, if God intervenes,
you could pull a Calmus.
I could. You never know.
Yeah.
Or, but I would also, if we really did want a kid, I would adopt. I don't think I'd be against it. If we really thought like, oh, let's have a third kid.
Yeah.
I just think, why not? If I couldn't, if we tried, but I'm not gonna. I don't want to spend a lot of money. So
Mary Jane wants. If it was up to Mary Jane, I think we'd have 10 kids.
Yeah.
My view would be, I would want more kids because I want more. A higher probability of people taking care of me when I'm older in a really nice way.
Or a chance of one of them.
So like I could put them, if I don't like
one
you,
of them getting really successful.
Really successful, yeah.
I didn't think about that.
I kind of wish we didn't have this conversation because now I'm like, maybe I can do more kids. Yeah. Like, whereas my mind was like, I'm done it too. I can't afford it. I can't handle it. Now Calmus is like, they're all in the same bedroom. It's fine.
If great. My daughter had a shared bedroom with someone,
Were they going to put a fifth in the bedroom?
Imagine a 13-year-old spending time with a 3-year-old in the same room. A 3-year-old boy.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's fantastic. He's just constantly walking around naked, too. She's like, can you put up some clothes on?
Oh, they love that penis.
Yeah.
My son is like, rock it out.
We're all in the same bed still, so. That's why, I'm like, if
wait,
we do a
you
third,
and your kids?
He lives in a one-bedroom house.
Wait, you're lying.
We all sleep in the same bed.
They have a one-bedroom house.
Yeah, it's insane. So you're talking about, giving in. Like, we have zero.
Is it a queen
control?
Or a king?
It's a king, but we got to get a California king.
Wow,
it's insane.
Staten Island.
They're kicking me in the
face.
There's
a whole row of houses. There's a row of homes in Staten Island that are one bedroom.
We haven't slept comfortably.
That's so. My two come in during the night.
So if you want to just send them to our house, we got two open rooms.
You would never have a third kid. You would never have a third kid. There's no time to make it.
Yeah,
you can't actually physically make it. Oh, I guess you.
No, we have to plan to have sex. It's hey, do you want to have sex? The kids fell asleep. Let's go in one of their rooms.
Jesus.
So you actually do
their
have
their rooms are the
rooms.
Sex rooms.
So you do have two other rooms.
We have two other unused rooms.
Wait,
they're sleeping in our bed.
But wait, why? Why don't you have beds in there?
They have beds.
Why don't they sleep there?
I don't know. It's a great question.
Don't have a third kid.
Yeah.
Cut it off.
We're talk about giving in. They sleep in our room.
I just mentioned that one of them might get rich someday. Now you might just have two in jail.
Yeah.
Just maybe just limit it to that.
Yeah.
Guaranteed at least one.
Yeah. You gotta get them out of your bed.
Yeah, I know. Every week we start this conversation. It's like tonight we're probably going to have the conversation. How do we get them in their own rooms?
Yeah.
Who do we start with? Because we know we can't do it at the same time.
Do you think it's your fear?
We got to get one in one room and then one in the other.
But is it like a fear of a vasectomy? So you're like, if it's either I get these kids out of the room or maybe I need a vasectomy.
No, it's like they just come up. It's like time for bed and they just go right into our room. It's like, yeah.
Well,
for
one, vasectomy is something to be afraid of. But for two, what I would do if I were you is give them melatonin and knock them out.
Right.
And then put them in their bed.
Yeah.
We give our kids melatonin probably more than we should. But
it's natural.
But it's almost like they get hit with a tranquilizer dart. It's fucking hilarious.
Is it a pill?
I think yeah. Oh, I have melatonin. Mary Jane and I use it.
It's not but they need to swallow a pill.
We don't shoot them up.
But they need to swallow. My kid would never. I try to get her.
The one I have is
candy.
It dissolves in your mouth. Yeah.
It's not like it's like a pill you have to swallow.
Is it chalky?
Yeah. Daniel's got it. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of it, we have it right here.
Yeah. Take one and try to go to work.
Take one and go. Wait, what is
this? You literally feel like you're on tranquilizer. That's a great analogy.
My kids would never take one of these.
No, you slip it in there, macaroni.
Candy.
Yeah.
I tried to do over the. So for the mosquito issue, I want to give my kids B1. If you jack your kids up and your body would be vitamin B1, it's a natural mosquito repellent.
Okay. So it's great. Introduce it in October.
No, I tried to do it and I got these
heavy mosquito.
I got
times.
These French vanilla dissolve tabs of B1 and I took one.
Here, Vinny, this is how you do it, right?
Like these are pills. You just crack it open.
Get that tea or something.
You snort it. You break it open.
I've actually dosed one of my kids with it and she didn't want to take it. I put it in her smoothie. Probably not good.
Oh, that would be the way to do it.
Yeah. But here, Danny. Vinny, what you got to do is you get the ones that taste like candy. You say, hey, you want a piece of candy? And they're like, oh, you're like, never mind, forget it. I'm gonna eat it. You gotta take and then they want it.
I like that.
You have to do a mind game.
This is like teaching your kids how to do the pot edibles when they're like 5.
Yeah, no, you know what? Don't worry about it. You're probably not.
So, yeah, no, you're
not ready for it. No, daddy,
I got it.
So do they make.
Wait, no, I want it. Yeah. I want it.
No, I'm sorry. Too late. Oh, I shouldn't even say anything. Shouldn't even say anything.
Do they make melatonin like a child's melatonin?
Yeah, yeah.
They make it for kids.
My kids take child melatonin.
I'll look into it.
I think I know what I'm buying.
But I'm saying that's all you do. You knock them out and then you put them out. They'll probably come in your bed at some point at night, but at least you're starting out it without them.
The other option
is...
Danny, wait, there's another option. Stop being super cool.
How much?
Super cool.
Your parents, 5 milligrams.
Your kids love you and your wife so much. They can't be away from you. If you were meaner to them, they wouldn't want to sleep with you. So not be an uncool dad.
I think it's more so the youngest one. Like we got, like he's still at a point where we can get him in his crib. He's 19 months old.
Oh, he might be early for most.
We got it. Nah, I don't think so. Okay, he's pretty big.
He's a giant child. He weighs more than my like.
But he's the one we have to start with. Like we got to get him asleep and then just dump him in his crib and just know like for a week he's gonna be waking up, but we got to go in there and put him back to sleep. Like we, well, you know what? Whatever.
Listen, part of being a dad so hard is not being a dad and getting your kids to sleep.
All right. I think we're going to wrap.
It is finding the time to not dad. Well, I don't want to wrap up. This is phenomenal.
And that's how you end up with four kids.
And that's how you end up with four kids.
Oh, wow. Wait.
How about this?
That's a good joke.
Let's end up with this. Can we end with a story?
I like that.
He's not ready to leave.
I'll give you a vasectomy story. So, as I mentioned,
do you have any photos on the story?
No, don't. Okay, this is before that.
Yo, for anybody who's looking for this to be on Instagram in the future.
I'll try to vividly paint the picture.
Remember, people are listening.
I'll try to vividly paint the picture. It was kind of funny because, like, deathly afraid of that, right? I mean, it just sounds like the worst thing on earth. And after the four, I was like, I have to do this. I can't. We can't have a fifth kid, right?
Yeah.
So I remember I called up the vasectomy place, and
like the hospital?
No, it's like a outpatient.
Oh, really?
Thing. Yeah, it's not the hospital.
Outpatient clinic.
And like, so, you know, I used to go to dentists and get like laughing gas, like for a checkup, you know?
Right.
Cause like, I don't really want to feel
any
pain. I'm not big into pain.
All right.
My sister says a very low threshold for pain. So I called.
Who isn't to pain though? You know? I mean,
people,
I guess there are
some
people
can do it. Anyway. You seem not to care about the
vasectomy. I don't care about pain. I had I had like liposuction done and I was wide awake.
Wow. All
right.
So anyhow, I called them up and I asked
no pain,
them,
no gain.
I say, what options do you guys provide as far as like, you know, knocking me out and stuff? Yeah. And the woman's like, oh, okay, well, yeah, sure. You know, there's this little mask and it blows some kind of smoke in your face.
Like,
and,
laughing gas.
And you're technically, you know, you're awake, but you don't feel like you are. And I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do it. All right,
sign me up.
So when are we going to do this? She's like, okay, we have to see a consultation, make sure you want to do this. I'm like, I want to do it, but great, we'll do that. And then she's like, in 2 weeks later, you're going to come in for your circumcision. And I said,
what?
Yeah.
What?
Oh my God. And I said, wait a second, I think we got off the wrong path. What's going on here? Please, wait. Do me a favor, delete everything you just wrote in the computer. And so then finally.
You found another outpatient clinic?
No, I actually bravely went back to that one, but it was funny because like I had the procedure and it sucked.
Wait, when did she go from you want a vasectomy to you?
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Did
I think,
she inspect
I think
you?
I think because no other man apparently.
Are you not circumcised?
No. I mean,
in a visual inspection, she's out here for a vasectomy.
Oh, when you call someone on the phone, they're not visually inspecting you.
Oh, I thought you were live in
person. No. But even there, I think it'd be kind of weird if the receptionist asked me to take my pants down.
Right. Yeah. So what are we working with?
Yeah. But no,
we got to clean that up, sir.
Yeah.
Your wife. I don't care if you had four.
She's like, please bless sign in and let you know, let's see what's going on.
She's a tortured soul for having to deal with the way that looks. But don't
so,
worry.
But
we'll
so
fix it.
So then I went through with it and it sucked. And the guy was like, all right, just go home, take a couple Advil and like, you know, get some cold vegetables.
Put some frozen peas on your balls.
Yeah. As soon as I got home, I was like, to my wife, I was like, fuck this. Go back. We're going back. I needed pain medication. It was fucking brutal.
Yeah.
But I went back in there and I was walking as if someone like shot me in the midsection. You know, I was like barely getting in.
So is the pain worth, like, I'm thinking like the pain is like in the crotch. Is it more like right in the stomach?
I would imagine.
No, he's saying this, and he got shot in the stomach. Where does the pain emanate from?
Shot below that. It hurt. All I know is it hurt, and I've actually kind of blocked that phase of my life out.
I'm trying to visualize. I'm like, where exactly?
But then I walked in, and there was a guy in the waiting room. I'll never forget it. He was in the waiting room. I walk in, like I said, I was shot. Another guy walks out of the procedure, same way. Like both me and him are like twins.
You're like
hating life. And the guy gets up as if he just saw like a ghost, and he slowly backs out of the room.
Yeah, he's like,
"Oh,
like, no, this ain't for me."
He literally is like, "I don't know if I want to do this."
That's incredible.
And I said, "Don't worry, dude. I got a very low threshold for pain. I'm sure you'll be fine." But
they gotta have like a separate room for people that just got the procedure where they can't let anyone else see them.
Absolutely.
It's a new name of the Wounded Warrior Project.
Yeah. People just limping around. It's like, holy shit, what did I sign up for?
That was it.
Oh,
no pain, no gain. Well, John, I have to say,
you are our inaugural father, our inaugural dad in our interview. So thank you, number one, very much for showing up.
Thank you for having
me. We're thrilled to pull this off. On your two followers on social media, please tag them.
So
we can pick up at least one listener.
Yeah.
Tell your family and friends. I do find when you actually assault other fathers and say, take your phone out, find the podcast app, just go and subscribe. That really helps us out a lot.
I'll do my part.
Get everybody can. And
I'll tell you what.
Where can people find us, Danny, and hear about John's phenomenal interview?
Instagram, Facebook, at That's So Hard Podcast. Twitter, at That's So Hard Pod. Email us, thatsohardpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on all. Subscribe, comment.
If you have questions for John, we will forward your questions to John. Any follow-up questions?
And John will be back. This is not a one-time thing.
Well, I can assure you,
we got plenty more stories we got to hear from him.
Well, let's see if the viewers want him back.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll let the listeners decide.
We'll do this more often.
And well, you know what? In case they don't like the listening, we'll send out a picture of him because then that, you know.
Oh,
he's not a bad-looking guy.
Wait, we got to snap him. Don't take your headphones.
You got to get a picture of the flow.